بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. باب استحباب تعجيل المسافر في الرجوع إلى أهله إذا قضى حاجته. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: السفر قطعة من العذاب، يمنع أحدكم طعامه وشرابه ونومه، فإذا قضى أحدكم نهمته من سفره فليعجل إلى أهله. متفق عليه.
This chapter, we began the discussion yesterday, the preferability or the encouragement that is given to a musafir, person who has absented himself from home, that he should try and return back to his family as quickly as possible once the purpose of his journey has been fulfilled. Don't delay in returning back home. The first hadith that Imam Nawawi rahimahullah brings, actually it's the only hadith in this chapter. The narrator is Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. He narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, As-safaru qita'atum minal adab. The journey is a portion of azab, portion of chastisement in this world. So from the certain aspects we already learn that unnecessary journeys or safar which are for worldly means which can be avoided is something as far as possible the Shariat advocates we should avoid. Safar, Sayr fil ard, this is something on the one hand we find in Quran is encouraged. However, that is when there is a need or a requirement for it. Person is going out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and in that a person sees the qudrat, the mazahir, the indications of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's power, etc. There are other benefits, safar lil ilm, to acquire the knowledge of deen, etc. However, safar is something that is permissible, even though it may be for a vacation or it may be for some trade, commerce, etc. However, as far as possible, we learn from the hadith that it's not something that we should unnecessarily elongate or extend. Unfortunately, if you look in our society today, our middle class, particularly income and higher, holiday, vacation, extended periods of absence, etc. This has become, instead of the exception, it's become the norm. Shariat does not advocate and advise such things. We can see from this expression, Rasulullah is saying, قِطْعَةٌ مِنَ الْعَذَابِ, said safar, journey, is a portion of azab. The reason ulama ikram give for this expression, they say one is in journey, مُفَارَقَةُ ahl wal ahbab. You are forced to separate yourself from your family and from your beloved ones. So this is one form of azab that is experienced in safar. Secondly, we find there is physical difficulty that a person experiences normally in a journey. Exposure to change in climate, exposure to cold, to heat, change to one's food, one's drink, other conveniences, as I mentioned, separation from the family, etc. So on the one hand, we find that Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, قِطَعْتُم مِّنَ الْعَذَابِ, a portion of azab because of the physical difficulties that are experienced in journey. Over and above that, there are spiritual, dini nukus or shortcomings that are experienced when a person goes on a journey. For example, Salawat Jamaat generally becomes difficult. Jummah Salah, if you are on a journey, you are deprived of. Likewise, when it comes to making wudu, making ghusl, cleansing yourself, which is part of Shariat, part of Deen, you experience difficulties in all these things. So, this is why this expression, قِطَعْتُم مِّنَ الْعَذَابِ, that safar is a portion of azab. And what we touched on yesterday, that when a person absents himself from home, there are certain rights towards his family, towards his parents, towards his wife, towards his children, that Islam advocates upon him. By him absenting himself, he is not able to fulfill those rights. Protection of the chastity of his wife, ta'aleem and tarbiyat of his children, of if there are any servants in the house, or in those days it was slaves, their tarbiyat, he is masool, he is questionable. He is going to be questioned by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Kullukum ra'in wa kullukum mas'ulun an ra'iyatihi. Rasulullah s.a.w. said, every one of you is a shepherd and you will be questioned with regards to your flock. So all those things, all those necessities, by him absenting himself, he is not able to discharge and fulfill that. So as quickly as possible, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Yamnau ahadakum ta'amahu wa sharabahu wa nawmahu." A person in safar, his food gets affected, his drink gets affected, his sleep patterns, all these things are affected. So, fa'idha qada ahadukum nahmatahu min safarihi. Once you have finished your maqsood, your goal, your objective of your journey, falyu'ajjil ila ahlihi. Hasten. Return home as quickly as possible. In the hadith of Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, it is mentioned, إِذَا قَضَى أَحَدُكُمْ حَجَّهُ فَلْيُعَجِّلِ الرِّحْلَةَ إِلَىٰ أَهْلِهِ فَإِنَّهُ أَعْظَمُ لِأَجْرِهِ. The reason I'm mentioning this hadith is that this hadith, the first hadith, the one we have, Imam Nawawi rahimullah has mentioned, doesn't mention what the purpose of the journey is. Could have been for trade, commerce, could have been a dunyawi purpose, could have been a dini purpose. In all instances, Rasulullah says, it's a portion of azab, because it affects your sleep, your drink, etc., and there are spiritual difficulties, so as quickly as possible, try and return back. This hadith of Aisha radiallahu anha mentions specifically the purpose of a journey. Person, according to this hadith, went for hajj. So hajj is a spiritual journey. May have been obligatory, may have been mustahab, not obligatory upon him, but he went for a dini maqsad and purpose. Even there, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying, "Idha qada ahadukum hajjahu," once you finished your hajj. Our example, you go out in the path of Allah Ta'ala, once you finish your time, don't decide to start extending it with other unnecessary involvements. Return back home as quickly as possible. So, إِذَا قَضَى أَحَدُكُمْ حَجَّهُ. When a person has completed his hajj, Rasulullah s.a.w. said, let him hasten back to his family. Let him hasten back to his family. فَإِنَّهُ أَعْظَمُ لِأَجْرِهِ. If he returns back quickly, doesn't unnecessarily delay, according to the hadith, Rasulullah s.a.w. said, he will get even greater reward. Allah will increase the reward of his hajj also. This is why ulama ikram mentioned that this hukam of ta'jeel, of returning back as quickly as possible, ya'ummu jami' al-asfar, pertains to all types of journey, dini, like hajj, umrah, jihad, going out in the path of Allah, etc., or even trade, commerce, whatever the purpose is, he should return back as quickly as possible. Another incident that pertains to this, the Jamaat of Malik bin Huwayrith radiallahu ta'ala anhu had come to Medina Munawara. It's mentioned in the riwayat, ma'ahu ashruna rajulan min qawmihi. There were 20 people with him from his tribe. This what we call, in fact, the whole chapter in our books of Sirah history are mentioned, Amul Wufud, where the delegations used to come to Medina Munawara from all parts of the Arab world. They would come to learn Islam. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam would divide them among Sahaba. They would remain in Medina Munawara, acquiring the knowledge of Deen for limited periods. Allah's Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam intermittently would gather them. He would ask them some questions. And sometimes Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam would say, faqih al-rajul, faqih al-qawm, this man has become the faqih of deen. And then he would return them back to their, wherever they had come from. So one time, this Jamaat of Malik bin Huwayrith, there were 20 amongst them. وَأَقَامُوا عِنْدَهُ نَحْوَ عِشْرِينَ لَيْلَى. It comes in the riwayat that they had remained for almost 20 days in Medina Munawara. فَرَآ أَنَّهُمْ قَدِ اشْتَاقُوا إِلَىٰ أَهْلِهِمْ. Rasulullah s.a.w. observed, such was the compassionate nature of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. These are total strangers, they've come from far and wide to Medina Munawara, yet Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would develop such a bond of attachment with them that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam observed that some of them are missing their families. They are finding this period to be a bit long, away from home. Because, as understand, when it comes in the riwayat, 20 days in Medina, it doesn't mean 20 days journey. It takes them several days to come to Medina. That time there was no aeroplanes and so on. So, period of coming there, then the period to return back, and they had remained 20 days in Medina Munawwara. So this was a long period. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam observed that they were missing their families. So Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said to them, irji'u ila ahlikum. Return back, no problem. Return back. In other words, don't unnecessarily delay your safar and your journey. The shock, inclination to return back home, this is something natural. It's not against Sharia. Interestingly, in that riwayat, the purpose of ta'jeel is mentioned. Why? Why return back? So Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, irji'u ila ahlikum wa aqimu fihim. Remain at home. Remain with your families. In other words, don't unnecessarily engage in safar and journey. Wa addibuhum wa allimuhum. Make the adab, dini tarbiyat of your families. Allimuhum. Whatever knowledge you have acquired from me, teach that knowledge at home. And this is what our elders are stressing over and over again, that unfortunately, this has come out of the ummah. As far as we are concerned, madrasa, maktab, these are centers of Islamic learning, and we have made it mahdood and restricted and confined it to that. In the sense of how we have madrasas and institutions, in the time of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, there was not this. The masjid was the madrasa. They acquired, sahaba acquired knowledge of deen and what? They took it to their home, so that every home in Medina Munawwara became a madrasa, became a maktab. And this is what is actually matloob. This is what is actually desired in Sharia. See it clearly in this hadith. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is telling these people, go home to do what? What's your purpose? Why must you go home? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, addibuhum wa allimuhum. Make the deeni tarbiyat of your families. Allimuhum, establish ta'lim in your homes. Clear hadith, clear command of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And this is the question we have to ask ourselves. How many of us are establishing ta'lim in our homes? How many of us have made it our responsibility on a daily basis to make the tarbiyat and the islah of our families? Find that multitudes of hadith, verses of the Quran, we are commanded, this is farz, this is obligatory. وَأْمُرْ أَهْلَكَ بِالصَّلَاةِ وَاسْتَبِرْ عَلَيْهَا لَا نَسَأَلُكَ رِزْقًا نَحْنُ نَرْزُقُكَ وَالْعَاقِبَةُ لِلتَّقْوَى. Allah commands us, وَأْمُرْ, command your family with salah. In other words, establish salah in your homes. Establish salah in your homes. Establish dini ta'lim in your home. Establish dini tarbiyat in your home. This is not something the Jamaat is advocating, this is something that used to happen in every home in Medina Munawwara. This Jamaat of Malik bin Huwairis, Allah's Rasul is sending them back. Go back, but the maqsad and purpose, establish ta'aleem in the homes. Establish deeni tarbiyat. Allah give us tawfiq.